This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your signal to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and these are our stories for Friday, August 17th. Franz Laugerman, K3FL of Houston, Texas, achieved a milestone in July by taking part as a volunteer examiner coordinator in his 1,000th exam session, and he told ARRL he's far from finished, quote, "As long as I can be here, I'm going to go on doing this. It's so rewarding to help other people," unquote. He estimated that he's helped about 5,000 people get their amateur radio licenses. At one recent session, a 10-year-old boy who passed the exam became the fourth generation in his family to get licensed through Laugerman, who also had conducted the testing sessions at which the boy's father, grandfather, and great-grandfather earned their ham tickets. Laugerman became an ARRL-accredited volunteer examiner in 1991. His wife, Barbara, KA5QES, has been a VE nearly as long as her husband. Both are ARRL members. Laugerman, age 78, retired from the U.S. Army and has been licensed since 1978. He has served as an official observer for 27 years and as a member of ARES. He supported the ARES effort for Hurricane Harvey at the Harris County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management's Emergency Operations Center at Houston Transtar. He's taken to telling his recent exam graduates to text him with their new call signs so he can keep an ear out for them when he's on the air. U.S. Navy Vice Admiral Charles Richard, W4HF, said, assumed command of U.S. submarine forces during a change of command ceremony on August 4th, held aboard the submarine USS Washington. He assumed command from Vice Admiral Joseph Toffolo. An ARRL Life member, Richard, 58, is well known in the AMSAT and APRS communities. He had been serving as the deputy commander of U.S. Strategic Command at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska. A radio amateur since 1974, Richard is active on 6 and 2 meters as well as on HF. He also enjoys satellite operations. Richard has been on active U.S. Navy duty since 1982.
You're listening to the ARRL Audio News on the Aurora Repeater Association Bulletin Net. This is N0ARA.
The National Institute of Standards and Technology 2019 budget request includes shutting down NIST radio stations in Colorado and Hawaii. In other words, WWV and WWVH. Radio amateurs, HF listeners, and others around the world routinely make use of time and frequency standard signals, which also include propagation information. According to the request, eliminating funding currently supporting fundamental measurement dissemination would include putting WWV and WWVH off the air for a saving of $6.3 million. The 2019 budget request for efforts related to fundamental measurement, quantum science, and measurement dissemination is $127 million, which, the agency said, is a net decrease of $49 million from 2018 levels. The administration's overall NIST budget request is more than $629 million. The SJ9WL/LG5LG Morokulien Memorial Station on the border of Sweden and Norway is off the air after a large tree, brought down during a severe storm on August 10th, caused extensive damage to the station's antennas. According to one report, the station's 100-foot tower was broken into pieces after the tree fell across three tower guys. That pulled the support structure toward the station building, but a third set of guys on the other side of the tower held and kept it from damaging the structure. The tower has been up for at least a decade. Antennas on the support structure included an 8-element log periodic for HF, plus a 6-meter Yagi, and antennas for VHF and UHF. The antenna structure was topped with a VHF-UHF vertical. The tower also supported dipoles for the lower bands. The cottage in Morro Coulean had been booked for the weekend, but the reservation was canceled. This fall, clubs on both sides of the international border are planning a joint 50th anniversary celebration. Amateur radio volunteers in Indonesia have been taking advantage of the Oscar 86 ham satellite, in addition to HF on 7.110 MHz, as the Lombok area recovers from two recent earthquakes. The death toll has now topped 400. A second powerful earthquake in the area on August 5th killed at least 98 people and seriously injured more than 200. Power in the area has been disrupted, and the West Nusa Tenggara Region chapter of ORARI, the Indonesian National Amateur Radio Organization, have been leading efforts to provide communication to areas lacking cellular coverage. That has included hauling batteries to run repeaters taken down by the power outage. Four repeaters are reported to be operating in the disaster area. ORARI headquarters has asked for more repeater support from its Bali Island region and issued an official request to help with logistics and additional volunteers in Lombok. In addition to designating the HF national emergency frequency of 7.110 MHz, VHF frequencies have been established, and the Oscar 86 satellite has been activated to assist with communication. Launched in 2015, Oscar 86 carries an FM transponder and an APRS digipeater. A New Jersey radio amateur and military auxiliary radio system member has received a Lifetime Achievement Award from President Donald Trump. ARRL Charter Life member Dave Popkin, W2CC/AAR2BU, was recognized for his extraordinary contributions as a MARS volunteer. MARS Region 2 Director Carver Washburn, W2TFM/AAA2RD, said Popkin's long and distinguished history as a volunteer extends over 56 years with U.S. Army MARS, averaging some 2,000 hours a year. Washburn said Popkin served as net control for MARS radio nets in Region 2 and has served as MARS New Jersey State Director. The President's Volunteer Service Award is a civilian honor bestowed by the President of the United States. Established by executive order by George W. Bush, the award was established to honor volunteers who give hundreds of hours per year helping others through the President's Council on Service and Civic Participation. The award can be granted to individuals, families, and organizations in the U.S. to recognize more than 4,000 hours of extraordinary service as a volunteer.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
In previous weeks, I explained how you can make a contact on SO50 and all the FM voice abilities of the Fox family of satellites. This week, the other things the Fox family can do. There's always something different to experiment with on the satellites. AO85, while the FM transponder is working, there is actually telemetry being sent in a mode called Data Under Voice, or DUV, and is 9600 BPS FSK telemetry. You can download the decoder. On Wednesdays, users are invited to send Robot 36 SSTV images via the FM repeater. Please identify before your transmission and only transmit when the uplink is clear. AO91 also has the data under voice. AO92 is a little bit different. Besides the regular FM 70 centimeter uplink and 2 meter downlink, there is a 1.2 gigabyte uplink and a 2 meter downlink. This mode is annotated as L/V or LV. Keep in mind that you will still correct for Doppler with the higher of the two frequencies, and in this case it will be the 1.2 gig. The satellite is switched into the LV mode early Sunday UTC for one day. You can find the decoding files and more information about the satellites by going to amsat.org, clicking on Satellite Info, and then choosing Communication Satellites and Satellite Schedules. The other selections have even more info. Next week, on August 25th, it will be 1 year since Hurricane Harvey slammed into the Gulf Coast, causing massive flooding. K5K will be on the air, making both HF and VHF contacts They will also have a satellite station operating. Listen for them on FM Birds. They will be operating from the Kingwood Town Center Park from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time, and then other times from individual operators of the TIAC Club's home stations. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, August 17th. At last, we have a sunspot, but it is very small and very quiet. As SpaceWeather.com notes, these small spots are what you typically see during a solar minimum. In fact, the solar flux index has barely budged from its current level of 69. The Earth is entering a stream of solar winds, so we may see some geomagnetic disturbances well into next week. The disturbances aren't forecast to be severe, however, so there should still be plenty of action on 160 through 20 meters. On VHF and UHF, there have been some reports of band openings on 2 meters and up almost everywhere east of the Mississippi River. The most active areas are in the upper Midwest and the East Coast.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.